Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating Small Business Week in Washington, D.C. with a couple of my good friends, Chip Bell and John Patterson. Chip is the founder and senior partner at the Chip Bell Group, which is a consulting firm that specializes in helping companies like yours love up their customers. John does very similar work. He's the founder and president of Progressive Insights, which is an alliance partner there with Chip, and they have written a number of books together, including their new one, Take Their Breath Away, How Imaginative Services Creates Devoted Customers. It's all about the customer. Are you starting to get the idea here, folks? Chip Bell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. We always enjoy being with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, John, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you guys here. You know, how many times do we have to say it? How many different ways can we say it's all about the customer? You know, everybody, HR people like to say it's all about the employee. You know, they're your first customer. They're one of your customer groups, your employees. And I obviously agree that we got to take care of our employees, but without the number one customer, which is the person who gives you their money, there are no number two customers. What do you guys think? What do you think, Chip?
We absolutely agree, and you would think we'd be over this topic, as many books as there are. But ask 10 people whether they get good customer service or not, and there's your answer.
Well,
it's
John,
that's
something.
It's not happening, so we keep trying to convert them.
Chip makes a great point, John. I mean, my goodness, there must be 1,000 books in the last 10 years written on customer care. You and Chip have written 500 of them, and there's been something under a billion copies sold. You and Chip have sold half of those. And all the words, I mean, can you imagine the words about customer care that we've talked about with you guys and other people on this show in the last 12 years about customer service? And yet there's still plenty of work to be done. What's the problem, John?
I got to laugh, Jim. You're absolutely right. My mother-in-law was here a week ago, and she looked at me and said, "Oh, this is exciting. You guys got a new book, but I read your last book. This isn't complicated. Why don't they get it?" And I had to laugh, and I said, "Well, it's a good thing they don't get it yet, or Chip and I wouldn't have much to do." But you know, Jim, it's about thinking about how can you make the experience for your customer be remarkable, and it's getting folks to get in that kind of mindset. Right now, today, customers are bored. They're bored because people aren't trying to be remarkable.
Well, here's one thing, Chip, that I've been thinking a lot and writing about and talking about lately, especially with all the social media craze that's going on. It's a phenomenon. It is a craze. It's not a fad because it's not going away. It's going to be here. It's going to be a big part of our future. But it is a craze right now. Everybody's so excited about it. But one of the things that I've determined from all this, that one of the fundamental elements of all this, is what we're seeing is complete evidence that the customer is getting and likes and wants control. What do you think?
Absolutely. They want control. They want connection. They want a network. I think that's why Twitter and Facebook have been so powerful social media, is they give people control, they give people connection, and they give them a sense of network, a sense of belonging, which to us is a good example of what organizations need to do for their customers, provide them that same kind of control, connection, and the network.
Right, absolutely. And the thing is, John, as I say, they have it now because, you know, everybody's got a remote control. We got a mute button. We got a fast channel change. We got TiVo. We got DVR. We there are people, John, who listen to my show because they're able to have my interview sent to them, and they probably have never been to my website, but they still listen to my show on their iPhone. That's control. John, they're not going back. They want more of this, and that means that they're going to be able to demand more from us than maybe some of them are giving them. I mean, we've got to give them more customer care. And as you say, we got to take their breath away. They got lots of options, don't they, John?
They got lots of options, Jim. You know, the internet brought us the opportunity to know a lot more about a lot of different providers. So they got a lot more options. I like what you said in terms of the connection, though. I was looking at a blog this morning about the top 100 iPhone applications. It'll blow your mind what you can do on the iPhone.
Let's stop on and point out what you just said. You didn't say the 100 applications. You said the top 100.
Absolutely.
That means there may be 10,000 of them.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. And we've been watching Twitter and the whole social media issue that you brought up a minute ago, which we believe is a major deal for customers and the power that the customer really has. If you put customer service in there and you search Twitter for customer service and just do it over like a four-hour period, it'll knock your socks off in terms of the number of comments, and bad, about customer service. And all of them are attached to who the organization was that either did a great job or not so great a job. That's powerful, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredibly
powerful. You know, Chip, as I travel around and do business and meet people over the last several months, I've noticed that employees are a little more sensitive to when I come in. I mean, they're just a little bit more helpful than they were before. I think employees are starting to say, wait a minute, if I don't pick up the pace a little bit, I might not have a job. Are you guys seeing that at all?
We are. We absolutely are. And I think it has been a great wake-up call. When you see so many employees before the economic downturn sort of sleepwalking through the day, and they don't care about you as the customer. They just want to get through the end of the day and punch out. Now are all of a sudden having a little better skip in their pace and a little friendlier to the customer. And I think there is a security side to that.
Well, there's no question about it. Now, let's talk about your book, Take Their Breath Away. What's the premise of the book?
Well, it's exactly what you said at the opening, Jim. It's how to get that ding in branding, how to provide that extra, that little kind of special, unexpected experience that's simple, that's appropriate, but it causes that customer to go, that's different, that's unique, that's creative, that's different. And they remember that, and it gives them, it creates a buzz when they talk to their neighbors about it.
When we come back, I'm going to get you guys to give us some specifics. We're going to get Chip and John to lay out some specifics, folks. They've been studying this for a long, long time. This book is outstanding. Take Their Breath Away is the title. Chip Bell, John Patterson, we're going to be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Thank you very much for going there and doing that and using all of our stuff. We got the articles, archives, thousands of each one of those my Brain Trust members have helped us with or that I've written. And we got my newsletter. You can subscribe to that. You can check out my blog while you're there. We're going to be blogging this week about Small Business Week and as I am here in D.C. broadcasting from Small Business Week. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. They're at Twitter. So we've got our good buddies Chip Bell and John Patterson here, folks. They're the co-authors of Take Their Breath Away. And they're talking there, folks, those are the customers, our customers, my customers, your customers. And that's what we've got to do. And so we're talking about this. And, guys, congratulations again on the book. Chip, one of the things you guys did is you actually went out and found Take Your Breath Away examples in the marketplace, didn't you?
We did. We found hundreds of them, and a lot of them we put in the book.
Give us a couple of examples.
Okay, great. I'd love to. Well, let me start with an insurance guy who, a lot of insurance agents might send you a birthday card on your birthday or call you on your birthday, but this insurance agent had his little girl call his customers, key customers, and sing happy birthday to them. We thought it was probably one of the most creative uses of child labor we'd heard about.
What a great story. You know, one of my agents calls me and tells me when it's my wife's birthday or my anniversary.
There you go. Well, that's big.
How about that?
You'd remember that.
And guess what? You won't be surprised to know he's been my agent for 25 years. How about that?
There you go.
You took
one
my breath away. So give us some other examples.
Yeah, one of our favorites is Miller Brothers, which is a clothing store in Atlanta. In the entrance to their clothing store, they put a giant gumball machine and right beside it a little bowl of pennies. So when Daddy's trying on trousers, guess where Junior goes?
Oh, yeah. So, now, John, I've got something I'd like to recommend to people, and I'm curious if you guys ever found this. The last time I was dragged to the mall to go shopping for clothes with my wife, for her,
yeah.
I found myself in this alien environment in the women's thing. You know, I felt like I was worried. I was concerned for my safety there in that alien environment. And I thought, you know, and I'm sitting there standing, and there's no place to sit.
Right.
There's nothing to do. You know, what am I going to do? Standing with my hands in my pockets, you know, waiting on her to come out of the dressing room. And I'm thinking, okay, if these guys were smart, you never see this in a women's clothing store. If they were smart, they'd have recliners in there, they'd have big screen TV, they'd have a remote control, and okay, it might be going too far to say a beer, but just a recliner and a remote control and a big screen TV, and so set the old man down, give him his stuff, and then the mama takes the plastic, and you know everybody's happy.
Right, absolutely. Why wouldn't they have some magazines that men enjoy instead of all those women read?
Exactly. So you know, anyway, what do you think, John?
You know, the example Chip brought up about Miller Brothers, they take this to a different level because they've got a bar right there in Miller Brothers. So if you've got the wife with you and you're trying to do some clothes shopping, Miller Brothers is a guy's shop. You go in there and you get her favorite glass of wine, her favorite cold beverage, and they have cushy seating areas throughout. You know, the leather, really cushy. To what you're talking about is the shoe department in Nordstrom's, where they've got three big screen TVs at the one in Atlanta, all on stuff that guys like to watch. So while the wife's over there buying her second 100 pair of shoes for this week, you can sit over there and watch great TV. I do it all the time when my wife's over there.
And see, there's a word that we haven't used, I think, yet, that you guys talk about all the time, and we got to get it in here. It's the experience, isn't it? I mean, isn't that...
Their
clothes. We got clothes and shoes and cars and insurance 6 ways from Sunday all around us. The question is not the stuff. I mean, everything's a commodity these days. The only thing
absolutely.
That's unique in the world is the experience, isn't it?
That is the difference maker, Jim, that you're talking about. And it's about how can we make that experience remarkable.
Go ahead, Chip.
So people will
tell stories. If you think about it, if I look at a commodity, I can buy it online. I don't have to go worry about parking. I don't have to worry. The returns are always easy. So what I have to go to a store.
Pardon me, Chip, and I know what the price is, and I don't pay a nickel more.
So if I was a store, I would make that an incredible experience just to keep from people buying it all online. I'd say come to my shop. You'll get an incredible experience along with that same merchandise you can get online.
Chip makes an excellent point. I have been in it's a form of intimidation. If you remember Robert Ringer's book Winning Through Intimidation, it's a form of intimidation. I have actually thought about buying something online, knowing that I could buy it in town, and I actually thought about what kind of experience would I get, and I either decided to go downtown and buy it from them because I wanted to see those people, or I chose not to because I didn't care whether I saw those people.
Exactly. Well, there you go. Exactly. There you go. You know,
I got choices.
When you think about this, Jim, it's all about the emotional connection that either you have with those people downtown or you don't have. And today, as you say, the one chance for folks to be successful with a customer is to find a way to be remarkable.
Hold on, John, to that thought, Chip and John. Chip Bell and John Patterson, and I will be back after these messages. The guys are going to stay an extra segment with me. We got more to come after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Oh, I'm bad. Amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. Broadcasting live from Small Business Week, we got our good buddies Chip Bell and John Patterson with us. They're the co-authors of Take Their Breath Away, which is a brand-new book on loving up your customers. And boy, howdy, if you don't know about loving up your customers in 2009, I'm gonna go out and I'm actually going to give you a little indictment here, folks. This is a little tough love here. My friends, if you don't love your customers up in 2009, you're not going to make it to 2010. Chip Bell, is that too strong?
Absolutely. You know, because it's getting hot, more and more competitive, and customers are getting much more cautious about how they're spending their less and less dollars. And so the service and experience you create is critical.
But, John, somebody's buying something from someone somewhere right now. Might as well be you, right?
It might as well be you, and I'll go back to what you said before about the connection, the experience. You know, we found a guy who is an assistant manager in a clothing store, and he knows so much about us that he emails us pictures of clothes that he thinks we'd like and asks us if he'd like
what a great story.
If he'd like us to send the clothes to us. We never go to the store.
He just sends us the pictures. That's control. See, that's control. He realizes that you got other options. And what he's doing, ladies and gentlemen, this is magical. This is what we're talking about at this moment is magical. He's preempting any other competitors because he actually, if he could wake you up and if he could be the first phone call you get one morning, that'd be his his ideal situation. Before we go any further, John, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you and Chip and how we can find your book.
Go to taketheirbreathaway.com. www.taketheirbreathaway.com. You can find
the book website.
Yep, and
that's
that'll connect
website,
all our blog
and you
our
can
website.
Get to either of us on that site.
Okay, and the book's available wherever books are sold.
Absolutely, in bookstores at your favorite e-tailer.
Take their breath away, folks.
Available. We're hoping the book's available even in places where books aren't sold.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
And of course, Jim, you can download it on your Kindle. If you got it, or on your Kindle app.
About that. So, all right, give us another story, John or Chip. Give us another story.
Here's one we really enjoy. Just imagine a customer who has done business with a tire store, Jim, driving in, hadn't been there in a year or so, driving into the tire store, parks the car and walks in, and before they can open their mouth, they say, "Well, hello, Mr. Blassingame. Welcome back to Kaufman Tire. We're glad to see you."
Yeah.
And the customer stops right there and goes, "I hadn't been here in over a year. How'd you do that?" Well, they did it because in their database, they've got the license plate of the car, and they're watching cars drive into the parking lot and parking that license plate in so that by the time Jim Blassingame opens the front door, they all know who's coming.
I got a story you guys aren't going to believe. I used to make a trip about every 2 months to a town to do some work for a couple of days. And there was this one Dairy Queen, kind of, a locally owned Dairy Queen kind of thing, on the way that had the best ice cream you've ever had in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And they served, remember when you could get a big old, stacked about a foot high on top of a, I'm ashamed to say this, but it was so good. I'd get the big cone every time.
You got the giant.
Well, there were a couple of times when I pulled up in their lot, and I hadn't been there in 2 months, and when I walked in the door, the lady was standing there holding my cone.
There you go.
She saw me drive up. She knew what I wanted.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, where else am I going to buy my ice cream?
Exactly.
You know, I got
a great example.
Jim, I got a coffee shop that I go to, and when I walk in the door, they look at me and they hold up their hand and they use their fingers, one or two. They want to know if I just want a coffee for me or coffee for me and my wife. And there's no conversation. That's what.
Yeah. That's called seamless money there.
You bet I did.
The big companies talk about seamless integration. That's what that person just did, didn't they?
Oh man,
absolutely.
You want to be seamlessly integrated with your customers, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
It's not complicated stuff, but it's not always easy. But it's not complicated.
It's just about human beings connecting with other human beings. Ladies and gentlemen,
exactly.
We've been doing this for a few million years. We ought to be able to get it right by now. And if you take this book, Take Their Breath Away, by Chip Bell and John Patterson, you'll be a lot farther along. Hey, guys, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always enjoy being with you.
Thank you, Chip. Thank you, John.
Thank you,
folks,
Jim.
check out the book. TakeTheBreathAway.com is the website, and I think you'll be excited that you did. Quick break. Stay with me. It's just you and me after these messages. We're going to celebrate Small Business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.